Hey!
Welcome to
Dark Humor! I'm Sherry.
I'm Sadie.
This is our podcast. Yes. We do improv in the dark.
And this is our third episode. And last episode, you may have recalled that we received a letter.
Handwritten. We've gotten another letter.
It slid into our DMs.
So, Sadie, do you want to read it out loud?
Yeah. Okay. I would. But again, I will not name the person.
No, GDPR. No.
Yeah. But they said, and let me read it. Dear Dark Humour Pod.
Oh, they didn't use our names.
No, they didn't use our names, which I thought was really good of them.
No, that's fine.
And to stop any arguments. And they said, loving your podcast. You guys all seem so cool and really sensible.
Thank you. We are cool and sensible.
So I'd like to ask you for some advice. I have a girlfriend and I've pretended to her that I'm a really famous football player.
Oh.
But I am not.
Oh, no.
I think she's soon to find out.
Oh, no.
What will I do?
Signed, anonymous. Yeah. Well, it's not anonymous, but we can't tell you who it is.
Well, I can't tell.
What should we tell them?
What should we tell them?
Yeah.
Keep pretending.
Just
improvise.
Obviously.
Improvise!
That's gotten us out of every
single situation. Yeah. Just yes and.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. If she wants to see your football moves, be like, ah, babe, I just want to cuddle with
it's
you right now.
It's a rest day. I'm an athlete.
Not a leg day.
And for more life advice, please write in.
Send us letters.
Yeah. So today's episode, tonight, wherever it is, who do we have on the pod?
We've got Baldeep.
Uh-huh.
Julia.
Yeah.
Sharpie.
Boop.
Rachel.
Hi.
Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie.
Wow.
Me, Sherry.
Yeah.
You, Sadie.
Woohoo. Oh, and it's Charlie's birthday.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Woo-hoo. Enjoy the show.
Ta-da.
Word is parcel.
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 Yeah, I got a parcel here for Mr. J. A. Mez. Is that you, Mr. J. A. Mez?
Yeah, that's me.
I got a question for you, Mr. J.A. Mez, before I give you your parcel.
What is it?
Why didn't your mother just name you James?
Our surname is Mez. It's been passed down in our family for years and years and years and years and years.
All right, what's your first name if it's J?
It's James.
You're James A. Mez.
James Ames Mez.
James Ames Mez.
Yeah, I mean, what's with this inquisition? Can I have my parcel now, please?
So, Delilah, you're saying to our listeners to spice up things in the bedroom, they should play Pass the Parcel?
Why, yes, Jodie. I discovered this with my beloved husband of 50 years just the other day after our kid's birthday party. There's something to be said for keeping a child of spirit alive in your marriage. You should try it.
So tell us more about what you do. Is it different wrapping, a layer present in each one? What do you hide in between the layers, Delilah?
Well, you can hide a variety of things you can find. Candy.
Honey, let me out.
Oh, we're here with the Minister for the Postal Service. Mr. Orangutan, please can you tell us the rationale behind firing all the postal workers just before Christmas?
Oh, yes, I mean, it's quite rational. You see, Santa's been taking credit for all the parcels being arriving at people's homes on time for Christmas. Let's see that fat man get his business done now. People need to know how hard the postal service works.
But, Mr. Orangutan, if I might intercede here, I think most people are of the opinion that that Santa, as you call him, he's also known as Father Christmas, and some people I think know him as St. Nicholas, just for our international listeners. Anyway, what I was saying was that most people are of the opinion that he doesn't actually exist, so they're worried that these parcels aren't going to be delivered.
Well, it's classical of him, the man with many names, to pretend that he doesn't exist. Well, Let's see him exist this year. He's going to struggle to get two houses, maybe three. It's a whole night and the whole world needs six expecting parcels.
And today on Crafty Kids Club, we're going to learn how to wrap a parcel.
Yay!
That's right, boys and girls. Now, here we have our equipment. We have a nice brown string here, and we have some brown paper. I was going to get something a bit more colourful, but I thought that would be too exciting for your first parcel wrap.
Rachel, I'm only 3 years old. Am I allowed to carry the scissors?
Yes, you are. Your mum's just over there. She signed a waiver.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Oh, miss, I'm only 3 years old as well. Am I allowed to play with string?
Of course you are. Of course you are. Your mum signed a waiver.
Oh, miss, I'm also 3 years old. Am I allowed to eat the paper?
Sure you are. Sure, it's hypoallergenic. Your mum signed a waiver.
Billy, I wrote you a letter to see if you wanted to, like, go to the prom with me.
Oh, shucks, darling. Oh, shucks.
Billy, well, I mean, I asked you a question implicitly. What? Billy.
So, it's really fun working at the Amazon warehouse. Actually, no, I fucking hate it. The only way to spice it up is that, like, when people order something really small, I like to keep it interesting. I see you order a paperclip. I'll send you a 77-inch TV box. Oh, yeah. You order a TV, we're just gonna wrap it in paper. We like to live on the edge.
That's amazing, and Secret Lives of Amazon Workers. Please tell us more.
Well, see, if you order several items, we could just put them all in one box, but we like to make you feel like you're having a Christmas every time you order. So you order five items, you're going to get six boxes. What?
Well, I do feel like we're detached, really, from the rest of the world down here. It's got a very long drive, so, you know, we don't get the services that modern people get these days. You know, for instance, Amazon won't deliver parcels down here.
Oh, no, they won't, no.
No, they won't deliver parcels down here, will they, love?
No, they won't. No. They won't, Bill, no. And then, you know, the bin men, if you don't take your bins down, the bin men aren't coming up for them.
No, bin men don't come, but I tell you who does come.
Who?
The cobbler.
Cobbler?
Yeah, he comes and he does me, he replaces the soles on me boots, me work boots.
Strives too long, it's doing in your boots every day. The cobbler's making a bloody fortune, are you?
He is. He has to repair the soles on my boots every week.
It's a grift.
I've lost count of the days being a postman in this post-apocalyptic wasteland. It might be the year 225, or might be the year 2025 for all I know.
Listen, Joe, I don't know what year it is, but I got your back in this post-apocalyptic wasteland. I'm so overcome with emotion I can't even say it.
Thanks, Dave.
No problem, Joe.
The people in this wasteland, the mail, it's all they got.
That's all they don't go outside anymore.
They don't? No.
They can't.
They can't because of the nuclear wasteland. It's despicable, but I'm willing to do it for the sanctity of the Postal Service.
Joe, I'm willing to do it not just for the Postal Service, but for you.
Oh, Dave. Yeah, Joe. I love you.
I love you too, Joe.
Beep, 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 beep.
Mom, I asked out Billy to the prom and he vomited in reply. I don't really know what that means.
Oh, honey. Yeah, I think that means a no.
I mean, but like, Okay, I understand consent is important, and it's a no unless they say yes, but surely if he meant no, he would have said no instead of...
Oh, gosh, Darlene, it's me. I'm just here at your lair box.
Oh, Billy, what are you doing in my house?
I'm just looking through your lair box. I just came to see...
Are you throwing into my litter box, Billy? Okay, but like, is that a yes throw up or a no throw up?
Okay, I'm gonna go now.
Honey, it's a no. I think you need to accept that.
But surely if it was actually a no, he wanted to spend all that time walking over to us. We live in the neighborhood over. He walked all the way over to us just to vomit in my...
Oh?
Yeah?
Hello, it's Billy's mom here.
Oh, hey. Hi.
I know that Billy's been vomiting at your daughter, and I just want you to know that's Billy's love language. Billy really loves people. When he really loves things, he just spews everywhere.
Aww.
Just spews.
Wait, vomit is Billy's love language.
Vomit is his love language.
That was a yes, okay. Then.
Okay, you know what? I don't understand kids these days. You enjoy your prom, honey.
Thank you. Billy, are you still there?
Oh, Mom. Thanks for...
That's okay, sweetheart.
Okay, could you get off my porch, though, Billy?
Son, we've been cobblers for generations, we have. Years and years and years. And you know why we've been such successful cobblers?
Aye.
We've figured out who needs their soles replacing the most.
Aye.
You see a long driveway?
Aye.
That man needs some new soles on his boots.
That's the way.
That's what my granddaddy always said to me.
Aye.
And that's what his granddaddy always said to him.
That's what my great-granddad always said to me. And that's what my great-great-granddad always said to me.
It is. And it's what I'm saying to you right now, son. That's what I'm saying. This cobbler's thing, it's not... Some people might call it a grift, but it's not.
It's not.
It's good, honest day's work.
It's
a good honest day's work, son.
Good honest work.
Alright, chaps, I just noticed you at the bottom of my very long driveway.
There you are.
Hey, sir, how's it going?
I've come to feel a bit, in your presence, a bit, I don't know how to say this, embarrassed about the state of the soles of my shoes.
Oh, well, sir.
Soles on my shoes.
Oh my god.
Pristine. Pristine they are.
I feel like I'm at a urinal with a much more well endowed man next to me.
I wouldn't like to comment on that.
You know why those shoes are so pristine, sir? Because I cobbled them myself. And now look at the soles of my shoes.
Oh, I feel like I'm sat at a urinal. There's two men either side of me. They're really well endowed and good for them. I'm not judging.
Yes, Thank you for saying so, sir.
I'm trying not to compare.
They're so good because my son cobbled them.
Oh,
I cobbled them.
So. I can't look away, but I know that in a urinal you're not supposed to look, but I find myself in a position...
Looking at the soles of my shoes, that's what you're doing there.
Well, sir... As my granddaddy would have said right now, if he were here, you're not Harry Rhino right now, sir.
No.
And let me tell you, we could do some fine work in those shoes of yours.
Oh, your granddad said to you, you're not an urinal.
It's what he would have said. It's what he would have said, sir, if he were here right now today, sir. And you know what else? He would have had pristine shoes, sir.
Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off.
I feel like this is almost a grift.
It's not.
Hey, love muffin.
Hey, baby.
It's time.
Are we
put on the magic roundabout music?
You know I guess.
Right.
Mind if I turn it down a little bit?
Yeah.
Should I turn it down a little bit?
Gotta concentrate.
Yeah.
Gotta concentrate real good, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I have wrapped the parcels this time.
Yeah. Oh, you wrap it.
There's
so
two
good.
Of us. There's only two of us. So one of us is going to know when the music stops, which has always been the problem with this sexy game.
Am I going to stop the music? Am I in charge of the music?
But then if you stop the music, then it stops. How do we make this fair? And then it stopped being so sexy. So goddamn sexy. So goddamn sexy. Pass the parcel.
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, somebody's at the bedroom door.
You expecting
door.
Someone?
Maybe a surprise.
Ooh la la.
Ooh.
Hey, parents. are you playing a game in here?
Oh, hey, Tabitha.
Hi. Hey, parents.
Would you?
Are you playing Pass the Parcel? I love that game.
I have a special job for you, Tabitha.
Yeah?
You like to stand outside the door and turn the music on and off?
Yeah.
Can you do that for me?
Okay.
Just you do that, child.
Like okay. Pressing the buttons at any time you want.
Anytime you like.
Anytime.
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay. Press play. Okay, to you.
Yeah.
To me.
To you.
To me.
You.
To you. Press the button, Tabitha!
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay, Amazon workers, form a line. Okay, it's the union meeting. I want you to form a line and tell me which horrifyingly, excruciatingly sore injury have you suffered at the hands of our overlords, Amazon, this week.
I'll go first.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
I have suffered an excruciating paper cut.
Oh.
On my index finger. I want to say it's actually two, not okay. just one. I don't know how I'm going to keep working in these conditions, okay. honestly.
Well, doesn't matter. Get back to work.
Me next.
Yep.
I accidentally was too vigorous with a box cutter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty bad, yeah.
It was painful, yeah.
And what happened next?
I bled all over the floor.
Oh, you know what? That one sounds pretty bad. Yeah. You better get back to work.
All right.
I've got a complaint.
Yep.
I accidentally taped my hand to a parcel.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
So I got shipped to the person's house.
Oh, God.
Oh, not that again. So
I had to make my own way back.
Okay. Sounds like someone's getting their hours docked.
Oh. That's the best of us.
Yep.
Jeff cut my liver out.
Jeff?
Yeah.
The Jeff?
Oh my god, Jeff touched you?
You mean Grandmaster Bezos?
Grandmaster. Yeah, he cut my liver out and he took a mouthful of it right in front of my face.
Well, you should be thankful he chose you.
Yeah, that's not really a complaint.
Yeah.
And you know what? You should be very thankful. And I tell you what, since Jeff picked you out of everyone else, raised you up, cut your liver out and took a bite out of it, you can get back to work!
Yay. Susie?
Yeah?
So, I heard you ask Billy out.
Yeah, I did, and it went really well. He vomited all over me.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I heard that's like his love language.
It is, and like, it's cute at first, but then it gets really smelly.
Oh.
Hey, Susie.
Oh, hey, Billy.
I've got this.
You're everywhere, Billy.
I've got this present for you in a box of a little Tupperware box.
Oh, give me a present.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.
You guys are made for each other.
I'm just trying to reciprocate in the love language he understands.
Okay.
Yeah, like...
So what's in the box, Billy?
It's my puke.
Oh, Billy! Hold on, I got something for you, too.
What?
It's a box of my vomit.
You guys are a little bit disgusting.
Billy, it's me, it's Billy's friend Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi there.
Your friend, Susie, your friend's really cute, yeah?
Yeah?
I really...
Oh, no.
Is your love language farting?
Yeah. you wanna go to the...
No, sorry, I'm more into pure game.
You can come with us to prom if you want.
Was that a disappointment fart?
Sawn, we've been grifters for years in this family.
Grifters for years.
Grifters for years, as my granddaddy used to say.
Yeah, your granddaddy used to say. He was my great granddaddy.
He was, yeah, but you know what he'd say? He'd say, I'm not really your granddaddy.
I'm not really your granddaddy.
I grifted the whole family.
Yeah, I grifted the whole family.
That's what he'd say. That's what he'd say, yeah.
Grifted us.
Master grifters.
Grifted his blood into our veins.
Son, I've got something to tell you.
What are you going to tell me, Dad?
You're not really my son.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you in front of all these people. I grifted you.
You grifted me.
And I've been grifting you for years.
Like Granddad grifted you.
Yeah, exactly like that. I raised you. I stole you from the baby unit. I raised you as my own.
You grifted me.
It's all be one big grift so that you can be the greatest grifter in our grifting family.
Dan, I've got something to tell you.
What's that?
I grifted my son. Oh. He's not really my son. I stole him from the maternity unit in Wigan.
Oh,
I've never
Dad!
Been prouder of your son.
Oh, Dad! Hold on.
Here he is.
We're in this queue.
My little grandson.
It's a Marks and Spencer's food court. Yes. All these people are around us, and this is a moment I'm finding out. I'm a organically grifted child.
You're a grifted child.
You're a grifted child.
You're a gifted child.
Put the reduced stickers on the sandwiches while everybody's distracted.
You're not just a grifted child. You're an M&S grifted child.
Oh, sugar lump.
Yes, my sweetums. Are you ready? Is it hopscotch night? Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna leave little treats out in those numbers for you, baby.
Ooh. Is it sexy treats?
It's sexy treats.
All right. Where's the kid?
Hey. Tabitha.
Hey.
This is for you to practice your counting.
Can you describe what it is, please?
Okay, I'm gonna throw these handcuffs.
Is mommy in trouble?
Maybe later if she's...
She's been a bad girl.
Is mommy going to jail?
I don't want mommy to go to jail.
Mommy's not going to go to jail.
Tabitha?
Yeah?
Can you go outside the door if I just shout the numbers? You count them up?
Okay.
You can count to 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good girl.
One.
Okay.
Two. Okay. Oh, okay. Three.
Throw them handcuffs.
Four.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Five.
Are you turned on?
No.
Six. Seven.
Tabitha?
Yeah.
Can you count in an American Betty White like voice?
Eight.
That's it. Stay outside that door now.
Two.
Just go back to one.
One.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, everybody get in here. Producers, get in here.
All right.
That's the attitude we'd like to see. We're making kids' TV here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. There have been some problems lately.
Yeah.
We have some lawsuits going on. Mm. Some kids got hurt, so...
They shouldn't have been so stupid.
Yeah. No, they shouldn't be so stupid.
Everything was perfectly safe if you weren't an adult or you had two brain cells to rub together. Mm-hmm. You know.
Truth.
Just follow Blue's Clues. How hard is that?
Yep. I get what you're all saying here, but like they are literal children. So somebody tell me what happened.
You know what, guys? I'm just going to put my hands up and admit it. I don't think we should have skimped on the puppeteers. You know, there was the expensive puppeteers, the good, and there was the cheap ones who, you know, poked out that kid's eyes.
Wait, you're saying the
the cheap puppeteers poked out a child's
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing with their hands.
Okay. The budget does not stretch to actual trained puppeteers, okay? We were like, it's fucking puppets. Like, how hard can it be? We were wrong.
They thought that the children were the puppets. That was the root of the problem. And the children, they weren't the puppets.
They weren't the puppets.
How many children did it take to find that out?
Too many. Too many. Five too many. And then we kept going because we still didn't have the budget. But now we're getting sued. That's going to be expensive. So, okay, that's a lesson learned. Mm-hmm. We'll splurge for actual qualified puppeteers next time. Are we agreed?
Yeah. They also put asbestos in the puppets.
That's an honest mistake.
They weren't actually made of asbestos. They just put asbestos in the puppets.
Since they thought the kids were the puppets, did they put asbestos in the kids?
Let's not talk about it. Let's not go into the idea.
Asbestos is technically only dangerous when you disturb it. So actually, it was only when we poked out the kids' eyes.
They were very disturbed.
That's an easy mistake to make.
Yeah. Okay, you know what, Steve? You seem smart. You're the new health and safety director.
Well done, Steve.
That was a great meeting.
Hey, parents. Parents, are you done playing hopscotch?
Yeah, that'll do.
Can you introduce you to my friend, my new friend Billy?
Oh, hi, Billy.
Hi,
Billy. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's really, really nice to.
Oh dear.
I want to give both your mum and dad a hug.
Oh, I tell you what, son. Me and my son. We've been watching from the window. I tell you
what
you need.
Watching through a window.
Oh, you need some fake vomit.
Need some fake vomit.
Oh, don't bother yourself with that real vomit. You need some grifter's vomit.
Grifter's vomit. We've grifted vomit since my great great granddad were alive.
Oh, tell him, son.
Well, he said you don't need any of that. Real vomit.
No, you don't.
You just need grifted vomit.
Mm-hmm. And that's our show! Yay!
Did you ever start something and regret it?
Porn names.
Okay.
Silky.
Smooth.
Silky smooth
badada. Hairy.
Boobs.
Hairy boobs badada.
Large
ears.
Large ears badada.
For Reiki porn.
Butt under the stairs.
Butt under the stairs badada.
Carpet burn.
Oh. Mitchell.
Carter Mitchell banana.
Roxy.
Nose.
Roxy nose banana.
Lacey.
Finger.
Lacey finger banana.
Why is that the grossest?
Ew, you got a Lacey finger.
Voluptuous
flaps.
Voluptuous flaps banana.
Yay.